Okay, Tereba, so we're continuing in the 13th parak of Masechta Shabbos. Now, we've already discussed the melacha of Oreg. Now we're going to talk about the melacha of Osa Shtei Batei Nirin, which is to set two heddles. Now, I would strongly, strongly recommend, if you want to have any clue or any chance at a clue of understanding what these Mishnayos are talking about, get a picture book. Take a look at some of the Lama Tess Melachos books and look at Osa Shtei Batei Nirin, exactly what we are talking about. Even better, if you actually get to see it live, if you get to see, you know, you go to, what's it called, the Living Torah Museum or something like that, where they have these demonstrations of what we're actually talking about when we talk about these melachos, that would be extremely helpful to understand what any of these Mishnayos are about. So, also, Shnei Batei Nirin, Benirin. If a person does the melacha of Shnei Batei Nirin, by taking the threads and putting them through the two heddal eyes and through the comb, so the basal, or you do that malacha without a loom, you make a wicker curtain, you make a sieve, you make a sieve that has bigger holes, you make a basket, so chayiv. In all those cases, one is going to be chayiv. That even though you're not using a loom, you can violate the malacha of osa shtei batei nirin without actually using a loom. Meaning when you're weaving a basket, you lay out all the warp strips to make the object that you want to weave together, and then you lock them in place using two other strips that are part of the weft, and then you pass one of those weft strips over the first warp strip, and under the second, and over the third, and under the fourth, in order to make it, that's what's called making a weave, and each warp strip is therefore totally enclosed, and it's held in place by the two weft strips. So after that's done, you start the main weaving process, and where you thread other weft strips in and out of the warp strips. So the loops that are formed by the first two weft strips around each warp strip are the equivalent of shtei batei nirin that you would have in a loom. So essentially what the Mishnah is telling us is you don't need an actual loom in order to violate shtei batei nirin. Now the Mishnah talks about the malacha of tofer and korea, v'atofer shtei tfiros. In order to violate the malacha of tofer, two stitches in a beged would be a violation of the melacha of tofer, v'akorea al menaslit for shtei tefiros. If a person tears a garment in order to sew two stitches, it's also going to be a violation of the melacha of tofer, meaning the melacha of korea has to be for a benefit. It has to be for a positive benefit. It can't be mekalkel. If you're just destroying something just to destroy, so then that's not called a melacha. It's only a melacha if it's something that's misaken. So when you tear in order to tear something evenly so that it will prepare it for proper sewing, that's the malacha of korea. Now Mishnah Gimel talks about the malacha of korea and what's considered to be a constructive purpose. Hakorea b'chamaso v'almeso. If a person tears something in anger, or he tears something because someone died, so he tears his clothing because he has there's a din that you're supposed to tear your clothing when a relative dies, or if you're there b'shas misa of anybody who dies, of any Jew who dies, it's considered to be, if you're there b'shas yitzias neshama, there are dinim of kriya when Rabbi Muvhak dies, when a nasi dies, things like that, but that's all a requirement of kriya. But the Mishnah is not really talking about tearing kriya for one of the relatives, because that would be a chiv to tear, and chiv to tear is definitely considered to be a mesakein. So even though it's not almanas litvar, it would certainly be considered to be mesakein. So we were just talking about, you get upset, somebody died, so you tear something, or you're angry, so you tear something. V'kolam akalkalin, and anyone who acts in a destructive way, you do a malacha without a constructive purpose, you just destroy something, you break something, so peturin, in all those cases you're pater, because only things that are malachas machsheves, only when you do a malacha that's for a constructive purpose, that's for a beneficial purpose, only then are you going to be chayiv. So the melechas machsheves is a very broad category, right? Melechas machsheves is a general term that explains a lot of the klalim in Hilchos Shabbos, such as davar sheino miskaven and melechas shein tzricha legufa. But one of the major klalim in Hilchos Shabbos that is explained through the concept of melechas machsheves is that mekalkel is pater, that melechas of Shabbos have to be b'derech tikkun and not b'derech kilkul. However, if a person destroys something but for a constructive purpose, then he could be chayiv amakalkel aminas l'sakein shira k'masakein. Then the shira is going to be whatever the tikkun is, and therefore, even though tearing seems like a kilkul, but if you're tearing in order to be able to sew it properly in a straight line or something like that, then the shear of the malacha of Korea is going to be the same amount as the shear of the malacha of Tofer. So in order to be chayiv for doing something destructive, the amount has to be big enough that when it's repaired, you'd be chayiv for doing the repair. So that's that when it comes to, so like for example, there are a lot of twin malachos, right? There's bona and soser. So soser is only malacha if it's soser al menas livnos. There's kosei even mochek. Mochek is only when it's al menas lichtov. So how much erasing do you have to do in order to be chayiv for the melacha of mochek? Enough erasing that you've made space now for rewriting two letters. How much soser do you have to do? Enough that you made space now for the melacha of bona. So let's quickly review what we learned today. We learned Mishnah is Beis and Gimel. So in Mishnah Beis we learned that in order to violate the melacha of osah shnei batinirin, you don't actually need a loom. It could be violated even in basket weaving, and we said that the malach of tofer is shtei tfiros, the shear of the malach of tofer rather is shtei tfiros, the shear of the malach of korea is being korea al menas lid for shtei tfiros, and then in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if a person tears something destructively, then he's going to be potter. Examples of tearing something destructively is in anger or when someone dies who's not one of your relatives that you're chayiv to tear for, and then we said hamakalkal al menas l'sake. Whenever you destroy something with a constructive purpose in mind, then the shear is going to be whatever the shear is for that particular constructive purpose. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Daled.